This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
A new paper has been published by a group of scientists who reveal that preterm birth is the most frequent reason why infants die. Dr. William Callahan with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Division of Reproductive Health is one of the authors of the paper describing this finding. Dr. Callahan, welcome and thank you for being here today. Please tell us about the paper and what's important for us to know.
We were interested in trying to understand the problem of infant mortality in the United States. That is, we are interested in trying to understand why about 7 out of every 1,000 infants die during the first year of life. So to do this, we conducted a study to help determine what were the most important reasons for infant mortality. We think this information is important for setting public health priorities, that is, priorities for research, public health programs, the allocation of resources, public awareness, and public health policy aimed at reducing infant deaths. To do this, we evaluated national birth certificates and death certificates for all infants who died in the year 2002 in an effort to understand the major reasons why infants were dying in the first year of life and to try to understand how much prematurity was contributing to these infant deaths. In the United States, generally, the traditional way of tracking infant mortality is to rank causes of death. The conventional tracking allows for preterm birth and low birth weight to be the cause of death only when other more specific causes are not listed on the death certificate. So using this conventional analysis, preterm birth is said to account for about 17% of all infant deaths, and hence it is the second leading cause of infant mortality. In the traditional way of looking at infant mortality, birth defects result in the highest number of infant deaths. However, the problem is that deaths from prematurity fall into many different categories that are based on the underlying cause, such as pregnancy complications that lead to preterm birth, or from conditions that come about just because the infant was born premature, such as the respiratory distress syndrome of the newborn. We conducted this study to understand how much prematurity from all causes was contributing to the problem of infant mortality.
And what did you find?
When we accounted for all these other causes, we found that about a third of all infants died because they were born preterm, that is, they were born before 37 weeks gestation, or 3 weeks before the due date. This finding makes preterm birth the most frequent reason that infants die. Moreover, the majority of infants who died from causes that we attributed to prematurity were the smallest and most premature infants. These infants most often died within the first week of life, and often they died within the first 24 hours.
So how are you able to assess the contribution of preterm birth to the overall infant mortality rate?
We use data from the National Center of Health Statistics. Each year, the National Center for Health Statistics links the information on death certificates of infants who died to the information on their birth certificates. This results in a computerized linked birth and infant death file, and therefore we have the information not only on the death certificate, but also all of the information that is on the birth certificate. The critical information we used from this file included the underlying cause of death, the age of the infant at death, the gestational age of the infant at birth, and the infant's birth weight. We looked at how international classification of disease codes for causes of death to understand how these causes were related to prematurity. We only included a cause of death from a condition as a cause due to prematurity when the relationship was overwhelming. As such, we believe that our estimate of one-third of infant mortality being due to preterm birth is quite conservative. In addition, we confined our analysis to only the top 20 leading causes of death.
And Dr. Callahan, what is the impact of your findings?
Even with the very best of medical technology available to care for critically ill newborns, not all preterm infants will survive. We found that about two-thirds of infants who died due to prematurity were born at or before 24 weeks. That is, they were born at or below the limits of viability. So ultimately, decreasing infant deaths in the United States depends not only on treatment, but on effectively preventing premature labor and delivery from occurring in the first place.
So it seems that the preterm birth rate is rising in the United States. If decreasing infant mortality depends on preventing preterm birth, what is being done to reverse this trend?
Well, unfortunately, in the current state of technology, accepting women who had had a preterm birth in a previous pregnancy, clinicians have very few clues to predict which women will have a premature delivery. Moreover, aside from the evidence that the administration of 17-alpha-hydroxyprogesterone caproate to women who had a previous preterm infant, there are no proven interventions for the general population that have been shown to prevent preterm birth. This points out that a comprehensive and expanded prevention research agenda is urgently needed to identify women at risk early in pregnancy and identify early and effective strategies to prevent premature labor and delivery. CDC's Division of Reproductive Health and the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development at the NIH are working with partners to better understand the biological and social factors that result in preterm birth. We still have much to do, and we have a long way to go.
Do you have any recommended reading or background on prematurity?
In thinking about priorities for research, programs, resource allocation, public awareness, and policy aimed at reducing infant deaths, I would recommend the 2006 report from the Institute of Medicine of the National Academy of Sciences. They convened an expert and objective committee to look at prematurity. The report is entitled Preterm Birth: Causes, Consequences, and Prevention, and it is available at www.nap.edu.
Dr. Callahan, do you have any final comments?
We all hope that one day there will be a breakthrough announcement on preventing prematurity. Until then, we hope everyone will share our concern that prematurity and infant deaths are significant public health issues, issues that affect all too many of our own families and the lives of people living in our own neighborhoods.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.